B1049, it's a Tuesday morning, time for the Amherst Veterinary Hospital Pet Tip of the Week. And Amherst Veterinary Hospital at 313 County Road, Double K in Amherst. You can find them online. It's amherstvet.com. And Wisconsin's Pet Lady Dolores is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning, Burr.
Yeah, we got the cool weather all of a sudden. Boom, just like that.
I know. Well, fall is trying to get here.
So, yeah,
you know,
sooner
we
than...
get ready.
I guess so. And, you know, it's actually perfect to go out and walk the dogs. In this type of weather. I know we talked about walking the dogs not that long ago, but there's some things you were saying we got to watch out for in the fall.
Exactly. You know, I was walking my dog just the other day and, you know, kind of going through a little bit higher grass or there is weeds out there. And a lot of the weeds are producing their seeds, which are stickers, you know, little small, little round stickers. And this can be very detrimental to dogs. People don't realize it. I had to pull one out of my dog's nose, actually. It got in there. So be careful with your dogs. You know, they can get in the eye or around the eye and then start abrasing the eye with that. So be very, very careful, or in the ears or anything. So watch your dog, especially with long-haired dogs, too. You know, they're going through the weeds.
Right.
You know, you have several different types of weeds that do produce stickers. They can be extremely small to bigger, but be very, very careful. You know, again, when you walk your dog, start going through their whole body, feeling for any kind of stickers that might, you know, especially get into their ears, their face, their eyes, and everything else, too. Because, like I said, that can cause a real problem for your animals. We don't think about it, but again, like I said, if you get one near the eye or in the eye,
oh man,
you're calling Amherst Veterinary, you know,
right.
And bringing them in, because that can be really a real problem with them. So be mindful of that. I know with fall coming, you know, there's all kinds of little different potential problems for walking your dog.
You know what I noticed lately? It's just in the last couple of weeks, the mushrooms are back.
Oh, yeah. That too. You know, if you've got like labs who want to eat everything.
Yes.
You know, don't forget, you know, there's a big chance that these can be very toxic to your dog, or at least giving them a tummy ache and all too. So make sure your dogs don't eat those. I know I even go through the yard all the time checking for mushrooms and everything too for my dog, because thank goodness she's not a big eater of strange things, but there's a lot of dogs out there that are.
Yeah, they'll go right after it.
Yeah. You know, so be very mindful. You know, again, with fall coming, you know, there's other things. We used to talk about spring, but fall has its little detriments, too, for your dogs. So be careful out there.
Right, yeah, something, yeah, just to be on the watch for when you're out for your walks.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you don't have ticks anymore. Well, you kind of do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah, we forget that they're still out there. Yeah,
almost all year round nowadays.
Yeah, they live through everything.
Yes, they do. Well, those are some great tips. Like you said, most of the time, most people don't think about those things in the fall, but they're there.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah,
we appreciate it, Dolores, and we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK, and thank you, Amherst Veterinary Hospital.